Last week we started Perek Lamed Ches, and he said that based upon the premise that the Rebbein Shalom wants a dir b'tachtoinim, we now have a glimpse into why Maisa Mitzvahs is so critical, to the point where, although he's going to get into great detail now about the importance of the Kavanas HaMitzvahs, of having intent and purpose in the mitzvahs, but if a person does an action of a mitzvah and they don't do it with Kavana, they fulfill the mitzvah. Conversely, a person who sits around and ponders the great depth of the mitzvah of Sukkah, but never bothers sitting in the Sukkah, is gur nishvet. So the Kavana without the mitzvah is worthless. The mitzvah without the kavana still has value because of this critical component of Dirbet Achtonim, that the ultimate goal is to have the Maisa mitzvahs done, and for the Rebbein Shalom to have a presence here in this Olam HaGashmi. Now, nonetheless, we go up to Daf Nun by the two dots. Let's run through this quickly. We'll slow down when we get to the new component. We get too much to do. Okay, so he says, nonetheless, we know that tefillah or mitzvahs without kavanah is like a guf b'lei neshama. It's like a body without a soul. So he says that we know there are two concepts in Kabbalah. One of them is hastara, and the other one is tzimtzum. Hester means it's covered. You can't see it. Tzimtzum, on the other hand, does not mean it's covered. Tzimtzum means that there is actually less of it there. The marshal we gave last week is the transformer, the electric transformer. The transformer doesn't cover the electricity. Electricity you can't see no matter where it is, right? But the transformer takes the flow of electricity and makes it less as it goes into the radio, so that the radio doesn't implode or explode from the too much electricity. So, he made the premise that every existence that's in the world has a neshama of sorts. It has a spiritual component that gives it its existence. Whether it's a doma machai, a tzemeach, or a medaber, right? No matter what level of existence it is, it has a spark that's giving it its life. It has a neshama of sorts. But, in all four, you can't see a neshama under a microscope, whether that neshama is in a person, or that neshama is in a rock. Right? What's the difference between the person and the rock? They're both nister. The difference is the amount. The medaber has the greatest amount of neshama. The rock has the least amount of neshama. Now,
it's a different kind of neshama too, right?
Fine. They're true. But on the level of hester, they're both nister. The exact opposite is true by mitzvahs. Mitzvahs have no hester. They're totally and completely straight Ratzon Hashem. There's no Hester at all. The difference is going to be that a mitzvah done with Kavana is going to have a greater amount of Chiyus. The mitzvah without Kavana is going to have a lesser amount of Chiyus. Now, let's okay. Let's go back to the fifth line on page 100 here, Daf Nun, Amud Beis. Okay, v'derech klal, there's a fifth line, there's a period there. V'derech klal nachlokas la'abra madregas. The world is separated into four categories. Daimim, tzemeach, you got it? Chai, medaber. The four levels, the inanimate, the growing stuff, the vegetation, living beings, animals, medaber, speaking beings. And they are connected al Daisi Hashem Avaya Baruch Hashem Emenu Mishpayim. They come from these four letters of Hashem's name. Now, Ukemoi Shein Erech V'Dimyon Ha'arav Amshachas Achiyu Shebedaimim Mitzemeach. Just like nobody would compare the amount of illumination and the amount of active visible chiyus that exists in a rock or a vegetable. Nobody's going to argue that a turnip has as much life source as does a kangaroo. Certainly not a person. Even though clearly in both of them you can't see the chiyus. They're both concealed. Bekulan, Shul Lavush Naiga, we know that this is the world of Naiga, this Olam that we live in, the Olam Asiya, is all sustained by this Lavush called Naiga. Kach, here is what's critical to what he's trying to convey here. Ein Erech V'dimyon Klal, you can't compare it all. You can't compare the amount of illumination and Hamshachas Ha'or. We're going to get into that a little bit more. What is this Hamshachas Ha'or he's talking about? The Vart is like this. When a person does a mitzvah, there's a huge inflow of, it's like planting a seed, and it brings about a tremendous amount of chiyus into this world. So when we learn Torah, we say a bracha, we daven, we fulfill mitzvahs, we create this abundant flow of godly energy into the world. And it is b'li hestepanim levush klal. There's no concealment at all. Hamayidum levashes b'mitzvahs ma'asis mamash. We know that that is every time, even when we do a physical mitzvah, there's a huge flow of godly energy. It's not only action mitzvahs. It's going to be speech mitzvahs too. The utterance of the lips. Even if it is done without intent. We learned earlier that speech mitzvahs are considered action mitzvahs. Right? So too, you don't compare a dry action mitzvah. You can't compare it to the amount of drawing of godly energy into the world. You cannot compare the dry, energyless, kavanaless mitzvah, which is awesome, to the amount of godly energy that we will bring in the world when we do a mitzvah with kavana. Pause. Kavana that what? Look what he wrote. Kedei ledavka bo yizbarach ayidei kiyum ritzoyne. The purpose of mitzvahs is to cleave, to bond ourselves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through fulfillment of his will. If we have time, I want to look up the introduction to the Toldos Yaakov. It talks about that is the tachlis. Somebody says to us, what are you doing here? What is this whole body of Torah mitzvahs about? Dveikus Bashem. That's the purpose. So he's not talking about here about individual kavana of any given, the mitzvah of tefillin, the mitzvah of sukkah. They have their particular kavanas also. Here he's talking about the general body of kavanas hamitzvah in order to connect to Hashem. That's what we are doing when we fulfill mitzvahs. And that's the kavana he's referring to, that you can no way compare a mitzvah which is done mindlessly to a mitzvah which is done with kavana. It's referring to the kavana of Dveikus Hashem.
It's knowing that we're dovek to Hashem. Because we're always dovek to Hashem.
No, he's saying The
kavana of the mitzvah.
The kavana that I want to do it in order to
attach to Hashem.
To connect.
Well,
in a deep way.
What happens with the Shema?
On some level.
The Shema is
same thing. Meaning there's a what they call a kavana klali and a kavana prati. Every mitzvah has a general intent, which is Dveikus Bashem. And then there's the individual, special, unique kavana that comes with each mitzvah.
Sometimes we say that our goal is to bring Hashem's presence here to this world. That's the reason we're doing mitzvah. Here it's different. Here's ratzon and dikut. That's more
right here. Right, and that is again. That's a kavana prati, the bringing about the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in whichever mitzvah it is. That's a kavana prati in a given mitzvah. Now, v'chein b'kavanas ha'tefillah, the same is going to be true of what we're thinking about during davening, v'kriya shema, b'chasen, the shema, and brachas, u'shar brachas. Similarly, any other bracha. Shebi kavanosai bohem, when we have intent as we're saying them. So obviously, there's a distinction between a action mitzvah and a speech mitzvah, where a speech mitzvah has a greater requirement of thinking about what the words mean. Medavik machshavte v'sichlei b'yiz barach. The person's goal, the goal is to connect one's thoughts and seichel to Hashem. Now, here he throws in a line which is the bomb against all the seminaries and all the girls' schools and all the shallow thinking yeshivas. V'loy shedveikus hamachshava v'seichel adam b'yiz barach. He mitzad atzma l'mayla medvekes kiyum ha-mitzvus ma'asiyas papayel mamash. What is he saying? Don't think that there's value, inherent value, in kavanas ha-mitzvah, in the spirituality of mitzvahs. And this is where you get into this tremendous challenge. I have this every year with the 12th graders in before I send them off to the monasteries in Israel, where they're indoctrinated with this idea that the real purpose of the mitzvahs is the spirituality of the mitzvahs. Because that's ruchnius. And God is ruchnius. The action of the mitzvah is only a vessel for the ruchnius of the mitzvahs. But if we want to really connect Dveikus Bashem, we have to use the ruchnius chelik of it. And I say to the young ladies, that is kfira, because it limits God. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is no more gashmi than he's ruchni. He's no more ruchni than he's gashmi. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is ein sof, undefined. And what he's saying here is, kavanas hamitzvahs is not because it's spiritual, and that's why it has value. Its only value is because that's what Hashem wants from us in our Kiyum HaMitzvahs. He wants us to want to be Dovik in Him. And as a result, that desire to be Dovik by Hashem has value. Were it not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to be Dovik to me through mitzvahs, that yearning and yearning for Dveikus has no meaning and value unto itself. Look at it inside. Not because dveikus that we yearn, or for that matter, the brilliant, profound seichel of man. It doesn't have any inherent advantage or benefit or greatness over the actual physical fulfillment of the mitzvah. Narishkeit. We'll deal with that later. The reason I'm telling you that kavanas hamitzvahs has value and purpose and greatness, and that it's like the neshama of the mitzvah, is because Hashem said so. That's His ratzin. L'davke b'seichel l'machshava v'kavanas mitzvahs ma'asiyas, because He wants us to have the machshava and the physical mitzvahs. V'kavanas kriyashmu tefillah v'shar brachas. He wants us to think about what we're saying when we say Shema and davening and other brachas. V'aris ratzin elyon hazeh mi'idim u'leveshes b'kavanas zu. I want you to understand that the illumination of that highest ratzin that illuminates and is embodied in this kavana, he gedol lein keitz, is infinitely greater lemaila maila me'aras ratzon elyon amidim leshes b'kiyum ha-mitzvos ha'atzmah v'ma'aser b'dibur b'bli kavana. He says they're incomparable. A mitzvah done when a Jew wants to be dovek b'Hashem is in no way similar to a mitzvah as great as it is that's done without kavana. They're categorically different mitzvahs. They're not in the same realm. Kegoidel, you know how great it is? You know how great the difference is? Kegoidel malas ora neshama ala guf. It's as great as the neshama's advantage over the body. Meaning, shukli umalbush neshama. Everybody knows that the purpose of the neshama, the purpose of the body, is that it's a vessel, it's a glove, it's a malbush for the neshama. So, can my guf mitzvah atzma shu kli malbush the kavanah? So we should understand that the purpose of the physical performance of mitzvahs is that it is a kli and a malbush for its kavanah. What's the kavanah? Which kavanah? Dveikus and Hashem. Okay. Even though both of them, meaning both the physical performance and the intent, They're both godly rotzen. What's the difference between the two? How could you make such a huge difference between the two if they're both the same thing? There's no greatness or less. Once you're dealing with rotzen Hashem, how do you have bigger rotzen and smaller rotzen? It's all rotzen Hashem. And they're both completely and totally unified with the essence of Hashem. So what's the difference? Afal Pikain, despite this, Haha'ara Einashava. This is what the critical message is. The illumination that we're able to bring about for us is unparalleled. Because if the goal is Dveikus, the experience of Dveikus, the illumination of Dveikus, even if we can't emotionally experience it, is going to be incomparable if we do the mitzvah with Kavana, or if we do the mitzvah without it. He says, I want you to tell you that it's also split into four different levels. What do you mean? He really gives us something to sink our teeth into here as far as a comparison. The physical performance of the mitzvah itself has two levels. Shed mitzvahs ma'asiyas mamish. There's two things. There's action mitzvahs, putting on tefillin, giving tzedakah. And then there's mitzvahs hatzaliyas b'dibur. There are the speech mitzvahs. Umachshava, kumai, talmud Torah, krishma, tefillah. Those are verbal and thought mitzvahs. Ubirchas hamazon, shai brachas, all the other brachas. So those are the physical mitzvahs, the speech mitzvahs. Then you have another two levels above that. So if we're building a pyramid, you have action mitzvahs, speech and thought mitzvahs. Okay? Now we go up further. The kavanas ha-mitzvahs ledavka b'yisbarach, the intent of mitzvahs to cleave to Hashem, shikin neshama leguf, which is the soul to the bottom two levels, that too nechlekes gamkin l'shtei madregas. That too is split into two levels. K'meshtei madregas ha-neshama, like we find two different levels of neshama, shem beguf ha-chumri, shem chai medaber. You find two different levels of neshama sustaining two different types of bodies. You have animals, and you have people. Both are very alive, but very different. Kimi shadayta yofa. Now, who are the animals and who are the people? This is not so flattering. Kimi shadayta yofa ledasas Hashem. A person who's blessed with a deep intellect to know Hashem. Uli zbeinen and has the blessing to be able to contemplate bigdulosa yizbarach, the greatness of Hashem. Ula haylin mibinosa yiri ilo b'moichai. And to be able to give birth in his mind, to be able to produce deep awe. Ve'avas Hashem and love of Hashem bechlal yamini in his right chamber shebelibay lias nafshi tzmeil Hashem, to have his soul yearn and thirst for Hashem ledav kibay to cleave to him aydekiyam alterim mitzvahs, right, like the baditcher the day, you know, he couldn't wait for the tilis lul of his hand went right through the glass, whatever the story is, he just couldn't wait for that dveikus ubi kavanazu, and with this yearning, with this thirst, hu loymid, he learns umikayim amitzvahs, and he fulfills mitzvahs. With that same intent to cleave to Hashem, he davens umevarech, and he says brachas. Is a rekavana zu al derech moshel k'may nishmas amedaber. Then he is like the soul of the speaking being. Why? Shu bal seichel. Because ultimately the human's crown achievement is that he has seichel ubechira, and he has free choice ubedas yedaber, and he speaks with das. So that gifted person who has the ability to produce true emotional love and awe, that person is, their dveikus b'Hashem is on the level of a human. Umi shedayta k'tzara, but the person who has less intellect, meaning he doesn't have the ability, it doesn't work for him, when he contemplates the greatness of Hashem and he sees great nature and all kinds of cool stuff, it doesn't. He never comes to true emotional love. Similarly, he doesn't come to awe and fear in his mind, to tremble in his heart. Now, is he a total loser? No. Why not? Because we learned earlier in Tanya, that every Jew is blessed with a concealed, innate, inborn love that we have as an inheritance from our avos. And the person says, hey, true, I can't attain emotional love and awe, but I can remember the fact that I am a child of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and at least intellectually I can think about love and awe. Meaning that intellectually at least I agree and I understand with total selflessness to be able to give myself over to cleave to Hashem with my godly soul and its expressions, and to unify them, that is the highest ratza, which is contained in the study of Torah, became a mitzvah's canal. Similarly, even fear can be contained in the intellect. How? Because lekalba malchus, the person will accept Hashem's mastery, not to rebel against him. That's fear. Now, so even though the person cannot produce emotions at all, but he stops himself from doing evil because he has accepted not to rebel Hashem. And with that intent, he does good things. Then he learns, and he says brachas. And he does so only with the thinking of the words, but it's belay dechila v'rechibam izgalas liba imaychai. He cannot bring himself to emotional love and fear. The best he can do is pirish hamilas, understanding the words. Arei kavana zu al derech moshel k'may nishma sachai. Okay, that kavana is not on the level of the neshama of a human. It's like the neshama of an animal. She'ene bal seichel u'bechira. Animals don't have Seichel, they don't have free choice. V'chol midosav, and all of the animals midas, they certainly have midas. Shem yirosai, they fear midvarim ha-mazikamayisai, they fear things that will harm them. V'avosai l'dvam ha-nehevametzlai, and he loves his master, or whoever it is, those who he loves. Heraktivimetzlai, they're natural, they can't overcome, he can never go from, no dog has ever gone from being a Democrat to a Republican. It's all natural. There's no intellectual mastery over himself. Therefore, v'kach hein al derech Moshe la'yira v'ahava tivyas, so too should we understand that this is the awe and the fear of the natural Jew, ha'mesuteres b'leiv kol Yisrael, that's within the heart of every Jew. Ken yirushalanu ma'aviseinu, it is an inheritance from our forefathers, it is part of our nature. So there's a pyramid. There is action mitzvahs. There is speech and thought mitzvahs on the level of the performance of the mitzvah itself. Those are like a daimim and a tzemeach. And then above that, there is within the realm of intent, emotional love, emotional performance of mitzvahs, and the smaller level of intellectual performance of mitzvahs. And now he's going to launch into the accomplishment of where we as humans, with our struggles, are far greater than even the greatest celestial angels who are able to do such amazing avoda, but they don't have the struggles. And as a result, their avodah is not what our avodah is.
So that pyramid dvekus is like the highest one?
Dvekus, well, it's not really a pyramid, but dvekus is the underlying purpose that we're supposed to have in mind. It becomes the neshama. It's the neshama of all of them. That's dvekus itself can have two flavors. Emotional flavor and intellectual flavor. Intellectual favor being the lower one, if we can't generate emotion, the emotional one are for people who are gifted with the blessing that they have the bracha to actually produce ahava and yira.
So, to Dveikus emotion meaning what? You're feeling that,
right.
that
you're
that,
feeling the desire for the Dveikus.
Desire.
The Ahava and the Yira that comes with
the other side
it. The other side is intellectually understand that this is right. That I should want to feel.